Welcome to those of you who decided to show up. I'm Aben Crawford, also known as Senator Jez, and this is A Creative Impulse, the title of my show, which I tend to get wrong all the time by calling it A Creative Urge. Maybe that's what I wanted to do in the first place, but I decided against it for a reason, and it just won't leave my head. Or I could just be an idiot. Both are viable options. I had two topics, and I was going to decide between them today. One was, where are we in 2024? Like a checkup to see how we're doing going into March. And the other one was what I'm actually doing today, which means that I'm going to be doing the checkup, 2024 checkup, probably next week. Punk rock. I've said many times that I came up in punk rock. I love punk rock. Punk rock is an ethos I believe in. But I stopped identifying as a punk a long time ago. Not only because I don't actually make punk rock anymore. I actually kind of make opposite of punk rock in that I do lo-fi and chill hop. And, well, I do noise music with Souls Like Liquid Silver. But I'm not making punk rock music anymore. But to me, punk was always an ethos. Not as much with the music. Even if you look back to the original punks, the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, the Clash, their music was actually very diverse in that the Ramones didn't sound like the Sex Pistols, which didn't sound like the Clash. But punk rock became a movement. And I think that is where the wheels start to come off of every train. When something becomes a movement, when it becomes an ideology, when it becomes something that you can join, when the gatekeepers take control of things and start to dictate, you're not really a part of this because you're not following the rules. Don't even get me started on the corporate interests coming in and subverting everything by making it a viable engine of making money. Punk rock gave way to hardcore. And actually, hardcore is where I came in on the scene, and then I retroactively went back to the original punks. But Black Flag was my jam. You got Black Flag, you got Bad Brains, Minor Threat. Love that stuff. But I was told I couldn't belong to that group because I lived in a small town in Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. Well, guess what? Punk rock, hardcore, it wasn't that big where I was. So I inadvertently listened to a lot of things other than just hardcore and punk rock. That's where I developed my love of music, all music. The outsider aspect of punk rock is what I was, that's my thing. But, you know, when you have one radio station that plays rock and roll and you love classical music, the fact is, I didn't have enough money to listen to all the punk rock I wanted because I had to buy everything because you couldn't hear what I wanted to hear in my small town. So right inside of punk, I was listening to what was on the radio, the hard rock on the radio, the easy listening on the radio. I was listening to classical. Never really got into country. Not my thing. Just not my thing. Nothing against country. It just wasn't my thing. But it was due to the fact that I listened to other things. And I was stifled in how I would dress just because I did grow up in a high school with a lot of rules about silly things like dress that I was put to the outside of being an outsider. In other words, I couldn't belong 100%. And, you know, I should have come to the realizations of what I'm talking about in today's episode then, but it still took me years later before I realized the thing that has made me more miserable than anything else in the world is me having to belong to things, me having to get a membership in things. I'm not talking about carrying a membership card and you get what I'm saying, following the gatekeepers or it happens in exercise. You have HIIT, H-I-T, you have HIIT, H-I-I-T, you have CrossFit, you have numerous things. Everything works. Except when it doesn't, because if you follow CrossFit, then everything else is trash. Only CrossFit works. And if you follow HIIT, H-I-T, everything else is trash because only this works. And if you don't follow the rules, they will put you to the outside. Like, you're not really into HIIT. You're not really one of us. Or you're not really CrossFit. It happens in politics. We have the left. We have the right. Well, if you don't toe the exact line to the left, ever you're going to be smeared as being right wing, even if you're a very liberal person. And if you're on the right and you these days, if you do not carry the torch for everything right wing, you will be smeared as a communist leftist. And don't even get me started on the middle, because there's people that wear as a badge of honor, I'm in the middle. Well, there's nothing worse than being in the middle of anything. Technically, that makes you a potato. You're vanilla. You're beige. I prefer to think that I live outside of the bubble. And I'm 55 years old. I didn't come to the realization that that's where happiness is. That's where creativity is. That's where being you. That's where having less regrets at the end of your life live is being outside of any bubble. I've been part of, I'm going to use the word cult here, but I don't mean it as a cult. I'm just using the parlance of our times. Basically being a member, following the rules of a movement. I've been on the inside of Oakley sunglasses. I was an Oakley prophet. Brought me nothing but misery. I was a Vans prophet. I still love Vans, but I don't have to extol that wearing Vans puts me into a club any longer. Hey, dietary stuff, don't even get me started. You got the vegans, you got the carnivores, you got the Mediterranean diet, you got the Blue Zone diet, you've got all these diets, right? So we've taken something that should be about you living your best life and being as healthy as you can be and turned it into rules and movements. Be a vegan and just step out of line on the groupthink. And just watch, go to YouTube and just watch the vegan channels, how they just go at people because they didn't toe the whole line. Yep, and you're talking about something that is all about getting your health in order. It's not about being a part of anything or following the line, toeing the line. It's about being healthy and making choices to be healthy by following how you want to eat. It shouldn't be a membership. You shouldn't have to worry about offending the gatekeepers. Religion? Whoa! That's probably even worse than politics. Try, I don't know, let's do a thought exercise here. Let's try right wing first. Let's say you're right wing, but you're kind of like, maybe we shouldn't run the country based on a 2,000-year-old book. Or I get that, you know, we believe a certain thing, but I still believe that, you know, a person's autonomy in reproductive rights, whatever, still matters. You will be shunned as a communist leftist. Let's say you're on the left and you espouse that, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not going to do this thought exercise anymore because it's ridiculous. Having your own ideas and living your own life and waking up and asking the question, am I doing what's right for me today, should be your driving factor of every aspect of your life, because that's how you avoid regret at the end. Because none of us get out of this alive. We're all going to die. And you don't get any medals for toeing the line of ideologies. Because truth be told, if you're toeing the line for an ideology, there's no way you believe everything about that ideology, but you're only trying to not offend the gatekeepers or the ones that lay down the rules. We have an outsider scene here in the triangle, which I'm technically, I guess, a part of, but I don't associate with it because on an outsider music scene, a noise scene, how can you have rules if it's a noise scene, if it's an outsider music scene? But there are a few gatekeepers here. And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm just going to go do Aben. I'm going to go do Senator Jazz. I'm going to do Soulzik Liquid Silver. I'm going to do me. And every now and then, maybe I'll partake in, you know, one of your events or something. But, you know, I'm going to do me. How does this pertain to creatives? Man, in the creative sphere, there are serious gatekeepers out there. So you could say, oh, he's talking about punk. He's talking about this. I mean, so obviously you're thinking, only make the most extreme stuff possible that only a couple of people in the world will like, or you're not a real artist. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying you could make music akin to Bread in the 70s, which Bread was the perfect name for that band, because seriously, Bread is pretty much just a bland thing. And Bread's music was very easy listening. You could do that today and still be a punk rock ethos, still be an outsider, still be outside of the membership of anything. If that's what you really want to do, just go and do the best of you that you can making that music. In some ways, okay, Pat Metheny, jazz guitarist, somebody I look up to immensely. His talent, his creativity, it's off the charts. But then there's Kenny G. Now everybody went, oh, elevator music. But hear me out. So Kenny G did Kenny G. Kenny G still does Kenny G. But Pat Metheny took in interviews, and I think even an article, went after Kenny G because he's not this, this, and this. He's not clicking the boxes of what a jazz musician should be. Which, by the way, made Pat Metheny look very curmudgeonly and very gatekeeperish. And it made me realize that since Kenny G took that and just stayed Kenny G, that's pretty much punk rock ethos right there. You don't have to like Kenny G. You don't have to like anything I'm talking about. I'm just saying, doing what you do for yourself is the most important thing, because at the end of our life, you're going to have to look back and say, did I do it right? If you want to do Scandinavian folk rock, but with accordions and tubas, that doesn't exist. So if you did that, you would definitely be doing you. Is it commercially viable? No. So, okay, that brings up the question. What about commercial viability? Well, there's nothing wrong with commercial viability. If you want to do certain things, like let's say you want to get into sync licensing. Let's say you want to be on the pop charts. Let's say you want to do A, B, and C. Well, you know, you can study how others have done that, and there are tons of people that can help you reach all of these goals. But if that's what you really want to do, and that's your choice, then do it as punk rock as you can. Go out there and just take on the world and just make it your own. I'm not making an argument about doing things that are not commercial, over commercial. I'm talking about doing the things that you want to do the way you want to do them. So educate yourself on how to do that and then make it your own. That's punk rock. That's not belonging. In my estimation, once something becomes a movement, once something becomes organized, once something has rules and gatekeepers, it ceases to be worth a crap anymore, because people at that point, you can't follow the rules of others and stick to a strict doctrine of what's laid out and still be pushing the boundaries of yourself. If you ever wake up and you're like, I'm going to do this today, ask yourself two questions. Am I doing this because this is what I need for myself? This is what's going to make me feel better about myself. This is what I need to enrich myself. And then ask, or am I doing this for the opinion of others or for the acceptance of others? If it's that second one, rethink what you're doing. Rethink it fast. So that could bring up the thought, well, if I'm doing everything just for me, isn't that a bit selfish? I will challenge that. I say in our society today, one of the rules we have is you have to be for everybody else. I'm for this cause. I'm for that cause. I'm for this. And then, well, you're miserable, right? I see a lot of miserable people, especially online now that everything is out there, that are just, well, miserable. I just said it. They're miserable, but they're holding this badge of honor that, but I'm doing this for the world. Well, I want to posit out there that if you take care of yourself first, then you literally will be there for the world. Because when you're happy and you're fulfilled and you're doing your own thing, you will find that you will start giving to others. You will start helping others find their way like you have. You will find that you will do the things that make the world better. And you won't wear it as a badge of honor because look at what I've done. You'll be like, hey, shit, I did that. And that's kind of important. This can kind of be summed up. I try to keep this clean, but I already said shit, so let's just go with it. You can kind of sum this up with a few words. I don't give a fuck. That's a great way to live life. There's a dudist version of the Serenity Prayer that I love, and it goes, give me the strength to abide the things I cannot change, to give a shit about the things I can change, and to not be a fucking moron that can't tell the difference. That's pretty powerful. Doing you. Not buying into bullshit memberships. Not buying into the gatekeepers that have taken something that's supposed to be about total rebellion and doing your thing and then putting bullshit rules on it. Just do you. Make the music you want. Make the art you want. Draw the pictures you want. Find your people that love what you do. Or don't. I have my own artistic thing. And you can criticize what I do artistically all day because I don't do it for money. I don't have to because I have a day job in the arts. Now, when I go to that day job, I have to create by committee. But that's a choice I made. Because that allows me, in the stuff I want to make, I can do whatever the hell I want. So I bought my freedom by getting a day job where I have to follow a few rules. So by doing that, the choice was mine to do that. I don't have to stay at the museum. I don't have to keep doing what I do at the museum. But I use that as the fuel to do the things I want to do. And to tell you where it all comes out, the stuff I'm proud of, if I could even go down proud, is the stuff that I make outside the museum. The stuff that a lot of people don't understand. Stuff that a lot of people want to criticize. So I use my day job as a means to enrich myself. Not monetarily, obviously. In my soul. So I can look it back and like, well, I'm not going to regret that. So many things I've belonged to in the past. So many movements that have started. And I've started to use the language of those movements. Like, go talk to a CrossFitter. They dress a certain way. They talk a certain way. They say certain things. Find somebody that just quit a vice. That's a big one. Somebody just quit smoking or just quit drinking. Suddenly you realize there's a language that they use and they get kind of aggravating to be around after a while. Not that, don't get me wrong. Somebody quit smoking, somebody quit drinking. I'm like, yes, buddy, you just did it. Yes. But then they join the cult of trying to tell you about all the nuances and aspects. It's like, I've been living my own life here. You're living your life. Let's keep going. I'm a little less about that because I'm proud of people that give up vices, but still, you don't have to join the cult. And I use cult not as a cult there, just as vernacular, like I said earlier. So that's what this all boils down to. I was on YouTube, and that's where I got the inspiration for this. There are so many musicians on YouTube that you look at their channels, and they started their channels as musicians, maybe helping other musicians, maybe teaching certain things they've learned about music, maybe just sharing their music. And so many of these channels have become nothing but paid advertisements for people that pay them to shill their latest thing. This has led to gear acquisition syndrome. This has led to a whole bunch of things. And there's a certain language that's used by these folks. And I'm not condemning them. Not condemning them. It just gave me the inspiration for this because it made me think about this. One of the other things you have to get to come to grips with is if you're going to live an outsider life and you're going to do things for yourself, you cannot be judgmental of other people. It's the hardest thing in the world. I know what I just said about those YouTubers sounded judgmental, but you have to understand it's not. I'm just letting you know that's where the inspiration for this podcast, and don't want to call this a podcast anymore. I'll get into that in another episode. It was just an inspiration for me, but I had to let you know that. No condemnation there, because when you're living your best life, your movie is in your head and you're the main character of your movie. But everybody, the people even closest to you, are just non-player characters in your movie. They have their own movies going and their own motivations. You never know what's going on in somebody else's life. So part of the thing about being an outsider is you can't put rules on other people. If you expect to live life without rules, or by your own rules, then you can't put arbitrary rules on others. And that's the hardest thing. I struggle with it every day. That's kind of my message today. Just give an I don't give a fuck attitude. Live your life the best way you can. Make choices that at the end of your life, you're going to be okay with. There will be compromises. Nothing ever is 100%. But aim for the percentages where the percentage is higher of you doing you and not following others or the rules set out by others. There are exceptions, like I said. Follow the rules of the road. Nothing aggravates me more than people driving around in 2-ton vehicles that could kill you instantly, and they're living their own life on the road. There's a reason we have road laws. It's to keep everybody alive. That's one example of following the laws. But man, I tell you, if there's things that should not have laws, it should be things along the lines of what you wear, how you act, what you create, what you believe. That should be all you. The highest form of government we have, autonomy. It's us. It's our body. It's our thoughts. We should own those, and we should be happy with those. And when we take care of our autonomy, then we are so much more there for the world, and our creations are so much more pure, and our beliefs are ours, and we may disagree with others. And when you are 100% in your own sphere, you're okay with that. And I said 100%. You'll never be 100%. I'm rambling now, so I think this is a good place to cut it. Everybody, just be you. That's my message today. Don't be a follower. Don't buy into the fact that there's a punk rock uniform. Don't buy into the fact that if you don't use this chord progression, that's not punk rock. Just live punk rock. Make your choices. Do your thing. The coolest people I know are the people that just don't give a fuck. They're not the ones that wear the best fashion. They're not the ones that drive the fastest cars. They're the ones that do their thing, even if they're in a broke down Toyota instead of a Lamborghini, and they're perfectly happy with it. That guy's cool as fuck, or that lady's cool as fuck. You have a wonderful day. This is Aben Crawford, Senator Jez, signing out. I'll talk to you next episode. Bye-bye.